From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Greene County is now the only county that is yet to reach 50% of its population with at least one dose of vaccine for COVID-19. So far, 45.6% of Greene County residents have been at least partially vaccinated, according to the state's vaccine tracking website. That compares to 51.9% of Columbia County residents with at least one shot of the vaccine. Albany County leads the region with 56.5% partially vaccinated, followed by Ulster County at 55.1%, Rensselaer County at 50.7%, and Dutchess County at 50.1%. So far, anyone over the age of 16 is eligible for the vaccine, and that is expected to change this week to anyone over the age of 12. Diane Pinero Zucker is reporting for the Daily Freeman, a member of the Socrates Board, two candidates for town board, and some parents are demanding the firing of a tenured Socrates High School English teacher for assigning a writing exercise based on a racist hypothesis stating that George Floyd was not killed because a former Minneapolis police officer kneeled on his neck for more than 9 minutes. Derek Chauvin was convicted of murder on April 20th. In the assignment, as posted on Facebook, teacher Hope Antonelli assigned her ninth grade English class the assignment based on the premise that, and I quote, George Floyd did not die because Chauvin's knee was on his neck. He died from a heart attack and a drug overdose, end quote. The second question was based on the idea that a black member of the jury that convicted Chauvin was racially biased and that the juror had failed to disclose his bias during jury selection. Antonelli then asked if Chauvin should be retried. According to a letter from Superintendent Kirk Reinhart to parents on May 11th, Antonelli later revised the writing exercise. However, the superintendent did not release a copy of the revised assignment. Reinhart said the assignment, and I quote, was interpreted by at least one student to include biased content, end quote. In response to a request for comment, Antonelli referred a reporter to Daniel Erceg, the district's director of human resources, who passed the question to Reinhart. The board member, John Schoonmaker, and candidates Nina Schmidbauer and Tom Scott denounced the assignment and called for Antonelli to be fired. School board president Robert Bowman and board member Krista Barringer did not comment. The issue is expected to be discussed at a meeting of the full board on May 18th. Sarah Trafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Greene County Legislature, Monday, May 10th, approved a three-year contract with Pennsylvania-based health care agency Prime Care Medical to provide medical services at the new county jail. The county has agreed to pay just under $612,000 annually to Prime Care. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said having a State Commission of Correction approved medical provider on board is another step toward opening the facility. Catskill Representatives Michael Bulick and Matthew Lovera, both Republicans, were the only two votes against the contract. Legislature Chair Patrick Linger and Durham Representative Patricia Handel, also Republicans, were absent. Bulick and Lovera objected to the agreement because of costs. Prime Care Medical will provide better coverage than the previous system, Groden said. He said, and I quote, it's a definite increase from what we had before, but I would say we didn't have adequate coverage before, end quote. Greene County Sheriff Pete Kaminsky said in the month of April, Greene County was holding 37 people, two of whom were female, which puts the new facility near capacity. The jail will contain 16 cells for women and 48 for men. The new 64-bed jail on Route 9W in Coxsackie is expected to start housing people in July. Since the former jail in Catskill was closed in 2018, those detained by Greene County law enforcement have been boarded at the Columbia, Ulster, and Albany County facilities. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Leah Schneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The city of Hudson has hired Clabrick resident Liz York as its new youth director. York takes over from Nick Zakos in the position. Zakos called York's experience, and I quote, jaw-dropping, end quote. He added, and I quote, she had the experience supervising large numbers of staff and directing and facilitating youth programs and working on budgets, and her last job was at a residential treatment facility, so she understands a lot about the population we are working with and about difficult youth who have had trauma and had hard upbringings, and so she really comes with everything. And so it was really amazing to find a local person who was willing to take it on, end quote. The hiring process took 6 weeks and involved input from family members of youth the department serves. York will immediately start summer planning. The department will host its annual summer camp from July 5th to August 12th, with the youth separated into groups of 15 to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The department is planning to register 60 campers to start and will accept up to 100 pending guidance from the State Department of Health. Zakos is giving himself time to consider his options for his immediate future. He said, and I quote, I'm trying not to get into any commitments yet, end quote. He will continue to live in Hudson and plans to be involved with youth one way or another. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.